Coming up this Friday is the 5th anniversary of the devastating earthquake and tsunami in Japan. Visitors to the aquarium in Newport, Oregon can now feast their eyes on a living legacy of that quake and tsunami. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports on some remarkable castaways.
Oregon Coast Aquarium Assistant Curator Yvonne Moshon-Kalura introduces me to some well-traveled newcomers.
And they're swimming comfortably among the kelp right now.
Yeah, they look right at home here. And just looking at them, they're unusual looking. Not quite tropical, but pretty looking fish and healthy looking.
They each have a beautiful barred pattern on their bodies. So tall vertical stripes that alternate silver and black.
Fittingly, they're called striped beakfish. Then we move to the much larger open sea tank to look for some bigger arrivals, silver torpedoes with deeply forked yellow tails.
School, you'll see that there's a smaller school of larger fish that is staying pretty tight and close, and those are the yellowtail jacks.
Aquarium staff rescued more than a dozen jacks and one beakfish from the hull of a derelict boat last April. The half-sunk wreck appeared to have drifted across the Pacific after 2011's big earthquake and tsunami in Japan, and carried the live fish with it.
We don't know how old they are. We don't know how long they were in the hull, but it's possible that they got washed into the boat hull when they were small.
Moshon-Kalura says DNA testing positively identified the now grown fish as native to East Asian waters. They probably survived by nibbling on sea life that grew inside the hulk and whatever else washed in. The long-distance hitchhikers were kept in quarantine for 6 months before being judged safe and suitable to display. Aquarium visitor Nicole Chasen of Portland was suitably amazed.
Well, very surprised that they made their way all the way here. Yeah, and I hope that they're happy and they're being well treated as visitors.
Government agencies and marine biologists up and down the West Coast continue to watch out for more tsunami debris and hitchhikers. John Chapman is a marine expert at Oregon State University. He says Pacific Northwest coastal waters are probably too cold for the fish the aquarium put on display to reproduce, but there are lots of other potential invasive species that worry him.
Yeah, there are real bad characters in that debris,
including sea stars, seaweeds, and parasites that could displace native species. Fortunately, the volume of suspected tsunami debris washing up on our shores has tailed off in the past year. What's left out there is getting harder to distinguish from all the other trash in the ocean. Chapman says it appears we lucked out.
And we still don't have a final answer that we have dodged the bullet. We don't know that yet for sure. But I think as a rough estimate, maybe we did.
The caveat is that it sometimes takes a long time for an invader to become established. So the marine scientists will keep looking. One of the main methods of surveillance is to lower metal or plastic discs in the water to see what grows on them. In addition, trained observers are making periodic checks for sea life that's out of place on the undersides of coastal docks and pilings. The Japanese government donated $3 million to support debris dispersal modeling and coastal monitoring around the Pacific Rim. I'm Tom Bonsi in Newport, Oregon.